Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, this ain't no ordinary worship. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and our topic for today is finding the glory. Hallelujah. Finding the glory. And we're in the book of Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 28. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in to Morning Motivation live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my website at feelthefire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. But if 6:30 is too early for you, then you can always get your hot breakfast by number one, going to my website after 8 a.m. and you'll hear the recording. That's feelthefire.com. Number two, following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. Or number three, which is the best way, just follow the podcast. And then at 8 a.m., you'll get the recording text straight to your phone so you can listen to it whenever you're ready. And to follow, you just text the letters MM to phone number 33222. Again, text the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 26 through 28, reading from the KJV. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Come on and give the Lord praise for his word this morning. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me wherever you are. Finding the glory. Every day is not a bed of roses. So many things happen in our lives that sometimes we're to the point where we question whether God is really still concerned about us, whether God is still even in control. As we go throughout our daily lives, we are encountering trials and tribulations. We are dealing with the constant attacks of the enemy. We are fighting our own personal battles and demons. We're fighting the consequences and ramifications of our own past sins, mistakes, and failures. We are dealing with always, you know, the thought process of, I should be much farther along by now. And so it becomes easy to get caught up in the negative, to only see the bad things that are happening or to miss the good things that are happening because our minds have become so focused only on the bad. But today, we're talking about finding the glory. In other words, choosing to find the good things that are going on in your life. In the scripture that I just read to you, I want to focus on the last verse, which was verse 28 of Romans chapter 8. Paul says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." Hallelujah. Come on and just praise the Lord right now. Say, "I know that all things will work out for my good." Say it again. "I know that all things will work out for my good." Now, we don't have but 15 minutes in this hot breakfast, so I'm going to give you four quick steps to finding the glory. Number one, remove all doubt. In that verse, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good." It did not say, "I think," "I'm pondering," "I'm contemplating whether all things work together for the good." It didn't say that there is a possibility or a potential that all things can work together for my good. It did not say that there's a propensity for things to work out based on the statistical analysis of what the situation is. No, it said, "We know," hallelujah, "that all things work together for good." So you must remove all doubt regarding the fact that things are going to work out. Number two, say number two wherever you are. Say number two. Number two, you must love God perpetually. It said that it works out for the good to whom? To them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. So if you want God to be true to his word, because he has no alternative, he is his word, which means he cannot lie. So if you want this scripture to be continually effectuated in your life, that all things work together for the good, then you got to be the next part of it, those that love God, hallelujah, who are the called according to his purpose. So number one is what? Remove all doubt. Number two is be those who love God perpetually. Number three, understand that the working out may not be readily apparent. Isn't that good? It may not be readily apparent. In other words, you may not be able to see it. So when I'm saying apparent, not a parent such as a child, right? But apparent, you may or it may not readily appear. See, this is where we get messed up a lot of times. Because when the situations happen, we don't know how it's going to work out. So then we mess up on step one because we begin to doubt. But remember, step one is to remove all doubt. So then when you really believe that, okay, God, I don't know why this is happening, or even if I do know why it's happening, because maybe I had a part in bringing it about, I don't know why you have not resolved it. But God, no matter what, I still trust in you. Just as Job said, "Though he slay me, yet will I still trust in him." So God, I don't understand why I'm going through this attack. I don't understand why the attack is so long. I don't understand why I've been in the valley so long. I don't understand why it's me and not her, me and not him. I don't understand, God, why you have not come in and delivered me. But I understand that no matter what, you're still going to work it out for my good. And although I may not be able to see the outcome right now, I know the glory is there. I know the victory is there. And I'm looking for it. And then finally, number four, hallelujah, choose to find the good because you know that your life is in God's hands. Choose to find the good in the situation. "Well, Lord, I'm divorced. I know it's not your will for me to have gone through this divorce. But even in that, I praise you, God, for my son. I praise you that my ex-husband and I are friends." I'm talking about myself right now. I'm trying to show you how to find the glory. "I praise you that I was able to autopsy myself, God, to find the flaws in me that helped to produce that outcome so that now I'm a much better woman, a much better wife. wife, a much better Christian, a much better parent. Do you see how you choose to find the glory? Father, I don't know. You may be saying, Father, I don't know why I got laid off or I lost this job. But Father, I just praise you because when one door closes, you always open another. I'm choosing to find the good in it. You may have a loved one who's incarcerated and you're saying, Father, I'm praying for him or her. I don't know why you let this happen, but the alternative could have been that they would have been dead based on the road they were traveling. So, Father, I choose to find the glory that he or she is alive. I can see him or her. I can visit. I can write. They're not in the grave. And as long as he or she is alive, there's another opportunity for salvation, deliverance, victory, to get it right. I choose to find the good. Hallelujah. I'm talking to you about finding the glory because you know that all things work together for your good. So you remove all doubt and you know that you are those who love God perpetually. So you know he's going to work it out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are those, glory to the Lord. Come on with me. Who are looking for the glory. You are those who are choosing to find the glory, even if the victory is not readily apparent. You still praise him. You still glorify him. You still thank him. Lord, I don't understand it, but I thank you. Lord, I don't know why, but I thank you. Lord, I do know why, but I still thank you. I had a pastor who used to say, it may not be God sent, but it can always be God used. So even if the enemy sent it, or even if I caused it to come into being in my own life, none of that changes the fact that all things work together for my good. Oh, isn't this good teaching? We got to get ready to go into prayer. But I'm going to read to you very quickly the 31st verse of that chapter 8 of Romans. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Come on and praise the Lord. We got to go into prayer. Father, we thank you this morning. This has been a mighty word, finding the glory. And Lord, we ask today that you would help us to find the glory in every situation. Help us, Father, to remove all doubt. Help us, Father, hallelujah, to be those whom love you perpetually. Help us, Lord, to understand that the victory or the glory may not be readily apparent or visible, but it's still there. And help us, Father, hallelujah, to choose to look for the good in every situation. Help us to praise you. Help us to thank you. Help us to glorify you. Even right now, we just magnify you. We found the glory today. We have found the glory today because we're alive. That's the glory. We're alive. And as long as we're alive, we have another chance to get it right, to make things right, to pray, to intercede, to believe, and to change our paths to get into destiny. This is the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, everyone say amen. Hallelujah. Come on and say, today I choose to find the glory. I got to do the altar call and then I'm going to end with your task for today. But I want you to stay in the spirit. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin and ask forgiveness. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Everyone say, I choose to find the glory. Now, listen, make sure you tuned in live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m., or if you can't tune in live, that you're following the show so that you get the recording, text the letters MM to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text. All right, our topic for today is what? Finding the glory. Your task for today is choose to find the good no matter what obstacles you face. All right, send me your prayer requests and testimonies to feelthefire.com, FeeldFire.com. If you want glory, find it.
eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready. Something I've never seen. Prophesy.
The good is there if you'll choose to look for it. Visit me at fieldoffire.com. See you in the morning.